Hello, hello.
We'll give it about a minute more. Julian, are you able to scribe?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Ingolf is not able to make it today. This might be all we're gonna get, so let's get started. Today we're going to talk about the developer experience survey. Thank you to Christy for pulling this together. Hopefully, if we're able to get through this, we can send out the survey at a future date. Hopefully folks have had some time to get eyes on the survey. I guess, Christy, do you have any words before we start, or do you want to drive?
I don't feel any need to drive. I had a lot of questions when I was putting this together, but I tried to think of questions that would provide feedback in the areas that were surfaced in our discussion when we discussed it a couple weeks ago. I also wanted to just, we can change the format of any of the questions or the options presented. This really is a draft because I know it's easier to and faster to respond to something that already exists rather than create from scratch. So I hope this, just helps frame the discussion. And I can make any edits to the survey or, copy the survey over into the Technical Council Google Drive. I didn't have permissions to save anything in the Google Drive, so it's still in my own personal Google Drive.
I would say I don't know if I have access to that Google Drive or where it is, so we may have to find that so that we can move the survey. Okay, but yeah, thanks for the context. Do you have the questions you had now, or do you think where if we go through this question by question, you would raise them?
I can provide any context for each of the questions. I put them in, an order and used phrasing that made sense to me. But I would be interested in hearing, what other people think about, the length of the survey, the form of the survey, what questions are missing, or what questions are unnecessary or phrasing. I think that there are any number of ways to come at this.
Okay, then let's go through from top to bottom, and we'll see how it goes. All right, so first question, how likely are you to attend 2 to 3 day virtual conference for developers, with five being most likely. Any thoughts there? Okay, go ahead, Wayne.
I just was going to say, it seems like a good lead, right? Like, people can say, okay, well, five, and then I'm going to really pay attention to the rest of this survey, or one, and I'm and that's it. I'm going to just submit. I mean, I think that that's respectful of people's time.
I agree. Jen?
I was just saying, we might want to insert something like a conference on Folio development for develop, just so that it's clear what the topic is. Like, because if it's just for developers, it's a little broad, but I don't know.
Go ahead, Christine.
I think that that is an excellent point from Jen. And if you scroll up, I tried to provide some context for the survey and, the conference itself. So someone else should maybe provide, more targeted, a description, like, why are we even sending out this survey?
Wayne.
I want, is the scope of this Folio only, or would we also be reaching out, maybe not to the ViewFind community, but would we be trying to reach out to the other projects under the OLF umbrella?
For simplicity's sake, I would say just for Folio, but I'm curious about other people's thoughts on that.
I mean, just for myself, I think that there might be, well, I don't know. There might be some interest from the Library Data Project community, and also potentially from the Reshare community, since those Reshare it's based on the same platform as Folio. And the LDP project is, its main sort of example implementation is Folio.
And I think I would be more open to it, especially if we are lacking in terms of sessions for Folio only. But I wouldn't be against getting others. A concern was brought up about resourcing. In the last meeting. But that can help or hurt if we get, resources from the other projects, or the other projects are relying on us to manage and coordinate since it originates here. Thank you for that point, Wayne. Kevin?
I'm continuing on the idea of adding a more robust description, but I think the title of the survey could probably have something like Folio or OLF or something like that, like OLF Developer Virtual Conference Survey, rather than just Developer Virtual Conference Survey. Thank you.
Thank you for the comment, MacBee.
I know folks have expressed, some skepticism of, well, how many of the day-to-day Folio developers would be, interested or allowed to spend time, on this event. I think the more targeted we can make the call, and the more, obvious that it's for Folio developers specifically, that might increase the odds that someone will be able to participate. As well as, being clear that, like, you don't have to attend the whole thing. That you could attend sessions that are interesting, and that sort. Certainly, though, not objecting to having topics about things like reshare development. I think if reshare development is development of the Folio platform, that counts as Folio development also, in a sense. Or I think, I think you could include those topics without having to broaden the name of the or the alleged purpose of the conference.
Thank you, Maccabee. Any response to Kevin or Maccabee? A thought I had for the first question was we had talked about having a half day for each of the days, and I was thinking maybe. And I wasn't sure how to get this done, but communicating that this is 2 to 3 days, but it's only, 3 hours or it's only 4 hours versus two to 3 days of something of a full day virtual conference. There's a question below that asks, what's the duration? But a thought I had here was whether this positioning this as a full day might get people to choose a less less than five because of the potential commitments they see up top. But I wasn't sure how to solve it besides putting a question above that. But then that is assuming they're interested, and then asking whether they want 2 or 3 days. So that was a thought I had, but I don't think we should move on it. Okay. Any other comments on the first question? Is there any so we've talked about including folio including folio in the in you know the header of the survey. There will be some words that would accompany the link to the survey to describe the purpose, more than this. So I think what we have here is fine. A couple of viewpoints were brought up about expanding the scope of the conference. I was thinking maybe we should settle on to increase the scope or not. I've heard arguments for and against that idea, but I wanted to know if anyone feels strongly about increasing the audience of this virtual conference. Okay. That is still. Oh, did someone try to say something? Oh, never mind.
I did raise my hand. I
Okay,
mean,
go ahead.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how strongly I feel. I see the concern about the about resourcing. I can see where that seems fair. On the other hand, there are some potentially interesting things happening. For example, in the resource sharing space, that might be of broader interest to anyone using the platform. And so there might be a contribution of content, which might offset the, the concern about the resource, about, say, LDP riding the coattails of a Folio conference, of a Folio, sponsored effort. So just sort of putting that out there as a trade-off.
Okay. Kevin?
It just occurred to me that since this is a survey, we could actually just bring the question to them if they want to just be are you a Folio developer or are you in the broader OLF and would you like it to be broader than just Folio? We can just add some additional question and get an opinion on that.
That is fair. Okay, so Let's increase the audience of the survey, and include a question about whether their, whether their folio or reshare or what have you. I think that can help. Help us get more data to make a decision going forward. Anyone disagree with that? Okay. Let me write down something in my notes here. All right. Let's move to the next question. What would be your primary goals for attending this conference? Comments, thoughts? Thank you for the thumbs up. Any other thumbs ups? All right, we have two. That sounds good. A comment I had for this was I have a personal thing. Depending on how much I care about the survey, when there are open-ended boxes like this, I tend not to answer them. And having options and then like other for text, is preferable, for me. So a thought I had here was to have three or four, general goals that somebody could check off, and of course, still be able to, write the answer here. And since I mentioned it, I would be able to provide the extra options, that we could place in here. Yes, Jen.
I was thinking that too, but didn't want to say it. So I'm glad you did. But I was also going to say one of the things that I'm interested in is knowing whether people are seeing this as an opportunity to share out what their team is doing or to learn what other teams are doing. So it'd be interesting to in the options work that in, like whether they're thinking, or maybe they're thinking both ways, but just to explore that.
Okay. I saw other thumbs up based on what I was saying. I will work with Christy to add a few options there. Let me write something in my notes. Okay. What topics or themes are you most interested in exploring? And I think this is for us here, in this meeting. So, we can provide a list or make this a long answer. Any thoughts or comments on this? Please give me a thumbs up so that I know we, generally people are good with the question.
This seems like a good spot for a list with an other. So you could essentially have both the list and an open.
Got it. Kevin?
I just wanted to agree. Yeah, that one does seem like a good spot for a predefined list.
All right. Seems we have consensus here. Yeah, so we will add a list. A predefined list too, together with a open-ended text box as well. Question four: which session types are the most of most interest to you? And here are some options, and then other. Please give your thoughts and comments for this particular question, or thumbs up. Yes, Jen.
So I was gonna say, I think it should be facilitated discussion. That's probably missing a D. And the other thing is the birds of a feather. I find that term confusing. And I'm a native English speaker. I'm just not sure what exactly it should mean. So maybe we could call it something else that's clearer.
Thank you, Jen. Anyone else? Yeah, so I would say I had difficulty understanding what birds of a feather was, and I wasn't sure what a poster session was, and yeah, so some of the options I didn't have experience with them, but I took that as a personal thing. But maybe we can add some extra words to define what it is so that it's clearer. Go ahead, Shelley.
I also question how a poster session would be in a if it's a virtual conference. And then I was thinking, oh, well, isn't maybe a lightning talk kind of like a poster session? Maybe, I don't know. So those could maybe be consolidated into one category.
Got it. Yes, Kevin.
And speaking of lightning talks, I wonder how that would work with remote being all electronic. It seems like it'd be easy, more difficult to switch between presenters back to back, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just overthinking it.
I think, what am I about to say? I think we can maybe reduce this predefined list to maybe four, since there seems to be some similarities between them. Go ahead, Shelley.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, if this is to ask whether there's interest in these types of sessions. So if there's a bunch of interest in lightning talks, then we could figure out the logistics for it. Somebody would host it, and then I don't know, make sure that the people who signed up for the lightning talk have switch off, hand off virtually. I don't know. But yeah, that's it.
So my experience with these things are minimal. Christy is saying she's been in virtual lightning talk sessions and it's worked okay. So we can lean into her experience of these items in a virtual context and see how it works. I would be curious to learn some of these things as well. Overall, it seems we would want to refine the predefined lists further. Anyone disagree with that? Yeah, so I think one, two, three, four, five, six. I think we can have four of them, four in here, and then the other option. I'm unsure. I don't know if we want to decide on which four here in this meeting. But I think I could just circle back with Christy to get more insight into what these options are. Make another draft for us to review when done. So I think that would be a better use of our time. Okay, I see a thumbs up. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Kevin. All right, on to the next question. Which conference schedule would work best for you? 3 half days, 2 full days, and other. Any comments on this? Yes, Kevin.
Could we make maybe 2 half days an option as well that's explicitly provided?
We can. Anyone disagree with that? See thumbs up, so good. Let me write down in my notes. Add to half day option. Okay. Any other comments on this? All right. In which time zone will you be based for the conference? I was thinking we should have just options so that I think the analytics when we get the results can all aligns rather than people maybe having 3 or 4 variations of the same time zone. I'm curious what other people think about that. Kevin?
Imagine we would want to be more broad than specific and have major regions. Areas that are within like a few hours would be one region, but people on the opposite end of the world from the other would definitely be a different region. That way we don't have too many options in here.
That is fair. Thank you, Kevin. Any other thoughts? What do you guys think about not having an open text box here and having some standardized options, probably not more than 6, and of course it would span multiple hours. So think maybe you say EMEA, you say Europe, you say US, you say Latin, just that range. I think will be useful. Jen?
Yeah, I was just going to say, in reaction to that, if we're going to do regions, make sure don't say US. US isn't a region. Like, it should be Americas. Yeah, we just want to make sure that we're treating folks equally if we're going to categorize.
Yep, that makes sense. Did I see a hands up? No, not right now. I don't know all my regional time zones, so but yes,
No, that's fair. That's
yeah, we'll capture many time zones into buckets and then list them here. Okay. Let me write that. Okay. What would prevent you from participating in this conference? I don't have usually my thing would be to have options, but I don't think we can come up with a predefined list ahead of time. So for this one, I'm good with having an open-ended box. Thoughts, comments on this? Yes, my boss will be an option, or no money, or no internet. All right, I'm not seeing or hearing anything, so we'll leave that be. Would you be interested in helping to plan the conference or facilitating a workshop or a session? Yes, no other thoughts, comments. Jen?
I almost want to just leave off plan the conference and just have a session. The yes or no would be about whether or not they'd facilitate a session because we could get organizing help elsewhere. And for here, it'd be good to maybe know both if they'd want to do a session. And if maybe if they're like, oh, yeah, I really want everybody else to get X to do like my team does, they might even have an idea of what the session might be.
That's fair. Thank you, Jen. Maccabee?
Yeah, I agree with what Jen just said. I also am a little bit confused about facilitating a session. Does that mean presenting? Or does that mean helping to coordinate or do other sort of administrative assistance for someone else who's presenting? Or is it implying something like a discussion where no one's presenting at all? That could phrase could mean a bunch of different things.
Yeah, when I wrote this, I was just thinking about the resourcing, and I think it means whatever we decide we want it to mean. I was just trying to provide options that would, to allow us to have these types of discussions. So I didn't have any specific things in mind other than to like throw something into the universe for us to respond to.
Yeah, it's very much appreciated. I agree with removing plan the conference. I don't know if this is the right survey to ask if somebody wants to participate, like present in a session. So what's left for me for this question here is facilitating or administering the session, and I don't know what that looks like in a virtual sense, but that's my thought. I welcome other thoughts as well. Maccabee, is your hand still up?
No,
Guess
sorry.
not. Does anyone feel strongly about this question asking if somebody wants to present in a session? Otherwise, all that will be left here is to administer, although it doesn't, yeah, let me stop talking. Does anyone feel strongly? I vote we have this communicate. Do you want to present in a session? What I'm thinking about is that it wouldn't make sense for us to maybe have an administrator that is separate from the presenter if they are unrelated. That's my thought. So I think we should rephrase this so that it's asking if you want to present. And I think there's a yeah, email is assigned. So maybe I don't use Google Forms or survey much. Christy, do you know if somebody says yes, we're able to reach out to them?
We have to turn that feature on, but we can turn it on to require an email. I just haven't done that for this survey yet. The other option is to, have a question where we ask them to supply their email. So that gives them the option to answer anonymously if they prefer.
Yeah, I was going to say it to be maybe it's scary to require the email, but yeah, ha having a slot in there would be good. Let's see. Is it possible to have okay, it's right here. So it's possible if you say yes and then have like an email box here. Does that work?
We could also add it as just a follow-up question to that one question.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think that it's possible to add a different input type with that question, but you can make sub questions. Yeah. Yeah. We can definitely add an option to collect email addresses, if they want us to reach out.
Okay, let's add another question asking for contact information. All right. Let me write that down. All right. What other considerations or feedback do you have for the technical council as they plan this conference? Thoughts? I see a thumbs up. Can I have another? I have two more. Great. Other than developers, who is the target audience for this conference? Option one. I'm think. Okay, let me just say. Any comment on this question?
I actually added this question because the discussion, someone brought up in the discussion that some of the conversations may require or benefit from other stakeholders being present. So stakeholders other than developers being present. And so this was about like capturing that information to make sure that if we require other stakeholders for some of the activities to be successful, then we want to make sure that we target them as attendees as well.
Jen?
I guess I'm wondering about like phasing our attention a little bit, even though that seems like in this first part where we're really planning, we really do just focus on the developers and see what they need and what they want, and then treat the other audiences as more of an added benefit because I think we need the core content that's going to appeal to developers to make this work. Because without that, it's just a virtual WolfCon, right? If it just all gets elevated to the PEO and SME level. So, yeah, whatever. I guess I'd prefer to stay focused on the developers right now, if that seems possible.
Thank you, Jen. Any thoughts on that? Matthew?
Yeah, I agree. I do think that there will be, I mean, it was a good question that I'm glad Christy raised it. And I think that some of the sessions should have a broader audience than just developers. But I think the best way of going about this is to come up with something that's going to be useful to developers, see what sessions they're interested in, and then let it be known to whatever other stakeholders there are, that they might want to be included as well.
It'll also be interesting to see whether we get back from this survey, because I feel like inherent, at least in some of my assumptions, is that developers feel like their needs weren't met, or like something that's focused on like POs doesn't meet their needs. So I'll just be interested to see whether anything from the survey confirms that. Like, are they thinking these things too, that they needed some time focused on them or not?
Thank you, Jen. Thank you, MacB. I would say I agree. I nominate we remove this question from the survey for now, as we pose it to the development. It's true that the inception of all of this discussion was to have a developer focused track. So I think having reshared developer participation is good. And then making it broader, we should ensure that the developers are satisfied with the outcome, and then bring more people on board. Anyone disagree with removing this last question from the survey? And this concept here is something we would treat internally and continue to discuss, but just not be on the survey. All right. I think yeah, that's all. I have some notes. Yes, MacBee.
Two other just quick things. In the information at the very top, can we add the word like free or no cost or something like that? With the question about, are there any reasons that you wouldn't be able to attend this, that people won't say, you know, I don't know what the registration fee would be or things like that.
That is fair.
And then the other in that same section, when we're saying approximately 6 months after WolfCon, do we, that's a little bit vague. Do we mean 6 months after the upcoming WolfCon, so we're targeting next spring, or are we trying to rush something into being for like today, which I think is not what we're trying to do. So we might just want to say WolfCon 2026.
Thank you, Maccabee. I will refine this based on what we've talked about and pass it on to Christy for review. And ultimately, we will have another draft for us to take a look. I don't this is not a rush thing, so we could take another Wednesday to review, or maybe on a Monday if the agenda is shortened. I think that would be it for this meeting while I refine this while everything's still fresh in mind. Any other things we should discuss? All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Christy, for putting this together.
Thanks, Christy, for all the work on that.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. So long.